From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, welcome to the day.
Good morning, Mike.
And the dairy auction, I note, there are some good and some overall, it's good, we're up.
Yeah, I reckon. We're sort of inching closer to Liberation Day, aren't we? And tomorrow at some stage, what is it, it'll be about 9 o'clock our time?
About 8 o'clock. I've got three in the Rose Garden, so it'll be about 8 o'clock our time.
All good. So all will be revealed. So this is actually the last global dairy trade auction pre-tariffs. And we have no idea whether or not it will impact in it, don't we? But look, for that last one at the headline level, yeah, I think it's a good outcome, a 1.1% rise in the global dairy trade index. The index has been a sort of a steady upward trend since August 2023, and now back to levels we saw maybe mid-2022. Now, obviously, we're interested in the component levels as usual. There's some volatility and variability in the supporting players. So butter down 1.2%, mozzarella down 4%. But the main players, whole milk powder relatively unchanged, down 0.1%, and stable is good. An interesting step up in skim milk powder, a 5.9% gain there. That pushes it close to the highest level seen in 12 months, actually probably almost for 2 years. So a good broadening of interest, shall we say that? But nothing here to derail the dairy sector good news story at the moment, Mike.
Good stuff. And Ms. Bullock came to the party, 4.1 was expected, right?
Yep. So she said, this is the RBA cash rate review, monetary policy continues to be restrictive. Looking forward, the bank will rely on data and evolving risks to guide future decisions. They are cautious about the outlook for inflation in Australia. They really need to be confident that progress has been made so that they can continue with the move lower in the cash rate over there. Reasonable focus, or a reasonably high degree of focus, on the labour market from the RBA. They noted that it continues to be tight. They talked about uncertainties. Remember, uncertainty is the key theme for 2025. And if what you say is right about what Trump's going to do on the tariffs, that uncertainty just continues, doesn't it? Because it continues to be a moving feast. Yeah. They said notable uncertainties around the outlook for the Australian domestic economic situation and inflation, what will happen with household consumption, and very obviously the outlook outside of Australia and with the global issues. After the announcement was made, the RBA governor, you know, has again obviously referenced tariffs. And she did say, I mean, if we paraphrase what she said, it's not good for a small open economy, which is reasonably applicable to New Zealand as well. She made an interesting comment, Mike, I thought, that in the short term, fiscal support and an improving economy in China could provide some sort of positive offset to the potential negative impact of tariffs. She said the tariff announcements are impacting global confidence, and that could be amplified if the scope of tariffs is widened. So if you want to summarize it, I'd say it's a very slightly hawkish hold. Markets in Australia still confident that you'll get a couple of rate cuts coming.
And presumably if they get the rate cuts, the retail picks up. That was weaker too, wasn't it?
Yeah, very, very slightly. So retail sales in Australia early in the day, very, very slightly weaker than expected. But at this stage, you probably nothing overly dramatic there.
And I see, and speaking of China, I do see light there.
Yeah, I reckon we are getting slightly better news out of China. So yesterday you had this, what's called the Caixin manufacturing data. This is a PMI. Now, the Caixin report, it's a private survey, and it's seen as a good counter or addendum to the official data. And the outcome was surprisingly resilient, Mike. It improved at the fastest pace in 4 months, rose to 51.2 in March, so expanding. You're seeing continued export growth, a lift in employment and production. Actually, employment expanded for the first time in 19 months. A little bit of a sustained rise in new orders. New export sales increased at the quickest pace in nearly a year. So it very much supported what we saw in the official data. Look, it's not seismic, but the Chinese economy just looks a little healthier. And so that's got to be good news for us, right?
I reckon it is. Now, what are the numbers?
So actually, look, we've got sort of a sea of green across equity markets at the moment. The Dow Jones just dipped into negative territory while we've been talking, but it looks okay. The Dow Jones is down 50 points at the moment. That's only a 0.1% fall. 41,952. The S&P 500 up 0.3%, 5,629. And the NASDAQ, Tesla's actually rallied overnight, the NASDAQ up 0.6%, 17,405. Yeah, overnight, the FTSE 100 gained 0.6%, 8,634. The Nikkei was basically unchanged, 35,624. Shanghai Composite up 0.38%, 3,348. The Aussies yesterday gained just over 1%, 7,925 was the close there, and we gained about a third of a percent on the NZX 50, up 43 points, 12,312. Kiwi dollar 0.5696 against the US, 0.9083 against the Aussie, 0.5275 euro, 0.4407 against the pound, 85.17 Japanese yen. Gold still strong, $3,109 US dollars, and Brent crude $74.55.
Fabulous work. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.